I think if Guiscard had, if the Normans had continued in southern Italy, I think Guiscard would be ranked today as one of the most famous military leaders in the, you know, in the medieval world. Certainly the equal, if not greater than William the Conqueror. You know, William the Conqueror had the great virtue of, you know, a descendant of his is still on the British throne. However distant that relation is and how convoluted the bloodline is, the Normans are essentially still in England, and they're not in southern Italy. So I think he sort of gets the historical heave-ho and is buried.
The historical short end of the stick.
Yeah, he sort of gets the shaft. You know, he was this incredible. How many people he held popes, emperors. If you look at the Mediterranean world, in the 11th century, in the you pick who are the great powers here. Well, they're, you know, it's the Caliphate, but that's splintering. It's Byzantium and it's the Western Roman Empire. You know, the Holy Roman Empire, and he took on each of those and held them at bay. And he was a robber. He was a pig thief. You know, he was the son. His dad was so poor, he had no inheritance. So Guiscard left. He had to make his way through his wits alone. And he really, signifies there was two great waves of Norman conquest. The first, and Guiscard is the poster child, were the conquerors. You know, William Iron Arm, Robert Guiscard. They came. They carved out new kingdoms, but they were bored by running them. And then the second generation that followed them, fortunately, were the builders. And I think in their way, they were greater than the conquerors, but they make for less interesting stories because they're not fighting these exciting battles and chopping people's heads off. They're, you know, writing tax law, and that's not quite as gripping. But without that second generation, you know, Guiscard wouldn't have been as important as he is.
Right.
And the next person we're going to talk about, Roger, he's the youngest of the Hautvilles, and he sort of straddles that line because he's both a conqueror, but he's a builder. In fact, he's a better builder than he is a conqueror, as he has one of the greatest victories, I think, in all of history, the greatest upset victories. If you're an underdog, Roger should be your patron saint. He pulled off an incredible victory. But he also laid the foundations for, you know, an extraordinary kingdom.
Next time.
Next time.